We thank God for you
and
we're asking you to, amen, to, amen, be encouraged. Amen. We live by faith and not by sight. Amen. We live, in other words, we're living by spiritual things. We're living by the Spirit of God. Amen. God left his word, and in his word, his life, his life has given us, amen, strength. Amen. We have a, what you call, dual citizenship. We have a, amen, we've been born again, amen, in the spirit world, and we are looking to be transformed, amen, uplifted to a new place. But while we're here, amen, Jesus came here, amen, to let us know, amen, that he still have the power here on earth as well through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember, Jesus came to this world, and if you begin to look at the things that he did, he, before the church was set up, amen, his ministry was the word of God, spreading the news that God lived and God cared for you, amen, before the, even the world system of salvation was set up, amen, God loved you. If anything else, you must understand, God loved you unconditionally. Amen. Paul has said in the book of Romans that while we were yet in our sins, God died for us. Amen. His son died for you. Amen. He know you make mistakes. He know you're not perfect. So he left some guidelines, amen, to keep you out of the enemy's hand. Amen. So let us look at the fact that, amen, if there's no tabernacles, no temples, you live for God. That's what pleased him. Amen. He love you regardless. Amen. Who you are, what you got, your color. God love varieties anyway. He love different flowers, different trees, different fish. Amen. Different people. Amen. He love varieties. Amen. So God loved the world. Amen. Before you was even born, some of us, he still loved the world. The Bible said that, amen, that, amen, before, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So he wrapped himself up in the Word, and he came down to us while we were yet in our sin. So nobody's worthy to say that they, amen, they got an inside track on God. Nobody's worthy to say, amen, they can go to God. Saul was anointed king, and but he, because of disobedience, he lost his position with God. Amen. Look at the first family in Christ, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they lost their position because of disobedience in Christ. Amen. Before Christ came, they were disobedient to God, and they lost their position. Amen. So disobedience, you can lose your position with God. And this is some proper false teaching, say once saved, always saved. Well, they must be not read the first book of the Bible. Matter of fact, the first five verses, five chapters. Amen. Adam and Eve, they left the garden. God pushed them out of the garden because they disobeyed him. Disobedience. Amen. You can lose your position with God, and losing your position with God, this is like losing a check to some people. Amen. The whole bank to some people. Losing your house to some people. So when you lose out with God, you lose all, amen, protection, love, and you on your own. You on your own. Amen. The book of Matthew is the 24th chapter. Amen. Jesus had begun to talk about Jerusalem through the book of Matthew. Amen. Matthew is one of the four gospels, amen, of Jesus. And Matthew's come first, and it is that he was one of the many readers today find it difficult. But for the first Christian, it was most important to show the new faith that was rooted in Judaism. Amen. And this is what Matthew's and many of his quotes was about, came from the Jewish Bible. Amen. Matthew's gospel was a bridge connecting Jesus with what has been gone before. the author, a Jewish Christian writer of the church, mainly composed of Jewish Christians, concentrated his skills on presenting Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah, the Christ predicted of the Old Testament. Amen. He carefully recorded what Jesus said about the kingdom, a radically different concept from the idea of the Messiah currently in this day. And many of the Jews, amen, they were expecting Jesus to become as a political leader. Amen. But Matthew's concentrated on Jesus' teaching, and the material that he is given, amen, was very vital for us today. The Word of God would not come back void. So Matthew was a Jewish teacher, and he brought the teaching out of the four famed Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, amen, out of all patriarchs. So we find Jesus here in the 24th chapter of Matthew's, amen, standing out on the Mount of Olives, amen. As he's standing out there, amen, he began to look, amen, at all the different areas, and he began to see, amen, Gethsemane on the left as he standing looked down over Jerusalem, which was the David kingdom and David capital. Jerusalem was one of the main cities where everybody come for celebrations. Amen. And during the Pentecost, they say, I'll meet you in Jerusalem during the Pentecost. Amen. All the holidays and all the ceremonies. And Jesus looked out, amen, on the right-hand side. He seen Bethesda. Amen. And looking down on the left, he seen Gethsemane. Amen. He looking over, amen, you can see him. He said, now, many of these things going to come and destroy, amen, the cities. Destroy the city. You know, the Roman capital rulership was all the, during the time of Pilate, amen, had everybody bound down under their rulership. Amen. So when Jesus was looking out, and he began to see things and began to talk about the destruction, and they began to ask him about, Father, what's the last days? Not only he was talking about during the time when they're going to destroy Jerusalem and build it again, he was talking about the days of the times here and now. And we can see so prevalently what's going on in the books of Matthew, the 24th chapter. He said all these things are going to begin to take place, and you can see it's even happening today. Walls and rumors of walls. Amen. Earthquakes. Amen. And disease. Amen. You find pestilence and dangers. And you talk about it in all kind of places. And Matthew's 28, 24 and 8, he said, all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Now, sorrow defines itself, amen, as being a long-term, deep, continually mental anguish caused by loss or disappointment. You can understand that. You have fires in California. People lost all their investment, their houses, their cars, their jobs, the careers, layoffs, amen. You can understand that earthquakes destroying cities and towns, amen. And people have no other source, amen. So they feel, amen, it was their fault, and the devil will put that on you, amen. If you don't understand, you didn't understand. David said he didn't understand. He began to understand his position, amen, of life when he came into the house of God. Amen. People underrate the house of God. They look at it as an entertainment center. Amen. But the house of God is for spiritual food, for spiritual encouragement for those that come to Christ, to let them know that God is still with them, that he has not left them in all these kind of situation of destruction, earthquakes, hurricanes, amen, walls. That was not their fault. That was not your fault because you got laid off. Amen. It's not your fault because your house and town got washed out. Amen. It's not your fault, amen, because these unseeable diseases and things happen. Amen. People don't know about spiritual things. Amen. We think the natural things is all it is, but it's not all. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, you can see the weather changing, and you can see the clouds and things are darkening. Amen. I can tell you about those things, but you can't tell. I begin to tell you how the Spirit moves from one place to another. Amen. We can know those that know and pray. Amen. You can feel the Spirit of God when it moves in the church. Everybody begin to feel rejoice and feel relief on a song. Amen. That's what Jesus said. You don't know when the Spirit lists. Amen. The Spirit of God moves around. Amen. Those that are receiving Him. Amen. So the spiritual things of God cannot be seen. And that's why people think the church is just another place to go. And you don't want it to be another place just for entertainment. Amen. Because you want to know what tomorrow is going to bring. You want to hear some uplifting to your spirit. Amen. You know when God begins to feed your spirit, amen, you feel better. Amen. But you don't want to go to any restaurant. What you ate at home, you go to the restaurant, they still got that, amen, laid out for you to buy. Amen. You could have stayed home and bought the same recipe. Amen. When you come to church, you want to hear nothing that you already heard or seen or practiced. Amen. You want a rhema word. Amen. You want a right now word for God. And that's why you come to God's house. Amen. Get qualified. Amen. Seasoned people that being led by the Spirit of God. And God guide them, amen, into the right word. Amen. The time of sorrow, amen, sorrowful things. And when people lose, that's a natural thing to be sorry. God was sorry that He made man. Because in the beginning of time, how man was deceived. He was deceived. Amen. Adam and Eve, amen. You know, this is one of the worst. You can't say worst. There's all type of different rates with theologian rate sin for sinful activity. Amen. They're saying, you know, shooting is a sin. That's rated this. That's rated. But on the top of the list, amen, of all activity, amen, the enemy used deception. Deception. What destroyed Adam and Eve and what brought the whole family of God and what brought the church here? Amen. In other words, is lying. Amen. It's a destructive way to lie to people. Amen. Adam and Eve was deceived. Amen. They were the worst. It wasn't a straight out lie. It was what you call, amen, the define it, so it was a crooked lie. Amen. If I can define it a little bit, amen, because Adam and Eve, it was a partial truth. Amen. It was a partial truth. The serpent told Eve, amen, you're not going to surely die. God said, the day you eat, you will die. Amen. But the enemy put it and said, it won't surely happen. Amen. You're the only two God got. Amen. That's what God told. Amen. The Holy Spirit told Elijah. Elijah said, I'm the only prophet. That's why many people say, I'm the only one God got. And God said, wait a minute, Elijah. I got 100 more. Amen. That haven't even come yet. They would have been prepared themselves. Amen. So don't think you're the only one holding the church up. Don't you think you're the only one praying to God and God can hear? No, no, no. God got many more in preparation. That's why you hear me many times say, this is preparation time. Amen. You should get close to God if anything else. If anybody can challenge you now, amen, and get you shaky about your salvation, straighten that up. It should not be where you got to question yourself. Am I saved? Am I doing what people tell me? No, 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 no. It's time for you to get with God now. Amen. This time of virus is a time, amen. Don't look at, amen, problems as a defeat. Look at problems as an opportunity, amen, to get it right. Amen. Look at a situation, say, oh, I messed up now. Don't let the enemy throw a guilt trip on you. or if it wasn't for you, you can make the bad decisions. Yes, you can. Off of bad information. Amen. Just so you say, okay, I made that mistake. And the next mistake you can make is come in threes. Amen. The second thing you can do, amen, because your environment, the people that you associate with, can help you make bad mistakes. Amen. That's why I say be careful with the people around you. If all of them around you saved, amen, if they are, what steps are they? Just babes in Christ? Amen. Why you want to listen to a babe in Christ when you've been out here 100 years and you know you shouldn't go out to no place and gamble? Amen. I don't care if they want to set up there. How you going to come up there and set up there? I had to talk with many evangelists. I'm going to the club. I'm just going to set up and witness. Amen. I said, why you want to go into the club and set up? Amen. They smoking and cursing and going on. And somebody, you know the devil want to come over there and trick you and throw beer on you. Oh, I want to go to the horse track and just set up. Oh, it's good entertainment. Why you want to go there? You don't need to go in there. Amen. Because the proverb says, amen, you cannot help a man when he's in his folly. When you read the Bible, you should read Proverbs. Why you want to sit up there? And you can't, don't witness nobody, amen, when they're in their folly, when they're having a good time. They're not going to listen to you. When they're in their zone of having foolishness, they're not going to listen. You have to wait. You have to wait. David was outside, out in the field, him and his men, and they was taking care of Nabal, Abigail, husband. He was a rich man. Amen. He was having a party one night, but David said, go down and tell this man, we're watching over his farm, we're watching over his animals, and ask him for a little sheep and something that we can feed ourselves. Amen. Because we've been helping him. Amen. He was all having a good time. He's rich and he's doing good and throwing parties. Look like rich people want to throw parties. When they don't know God, they always want a party. That's what happened in the book of Job. When God blessed them so much, everybody had their own olive tree in the backyard. Olive is good for oil, for medication. Amen. And the fig trees is good medication. So they had olive trees, they had fig trees. It was blessed. Now, oh, let's go over and see what the Hittites doing. Child, they're having a good time over there. So they always want to be among entertainment. David went down to his men and asked them, and they told Nabal. Nabal said, I don't know who he is. Who is David? I don't have nothing to do with that man. And David got upset. David was a young warrior. And David got upset. He said, let's get the men together. We're going to go down and destroy this. Amen. We're going to go down. Amen. And wipe this man's house out. Amen. Abigail found out about it. Amen. And the servant came in and told her. And she got together. She said, get all the figs, fig cakes, and all the pies. And all the roasted this, and then she loaded the donkeys down, and then she ran with them and ran out there. Amen. And way before David's men was coming down out of the hills. Amen. She fell down before David. Said, Master, Master, don't do this. Don't do this. You're a king. You don't want this on this blood. You don't want this old, this outrageous man. Amen. This wine bibber. She called his name, let him know, David, you don't want this on your hands. And she begged him and begged him. Amen. He relented. He told his men, okay, we're going to back off of this now. And they took the food from her. But she waited till the next day and told her husband. He was in such a good rage and good time. And when she told her husband, the Bible says the spirit left him. He had a heart attack because he realized that man was going to wipe heels out having such a good time. She saved his life. And he comes so fearful about it, he had a heart attack. Amen. There's a time, amen, for everything. Amen. So, yes, amen, you might be in a sorrow point because of a loss. That's normal. Amen. So Jesus said that in these last days, these are going to be the times of sorrow. Fires breaking out all over the United States in some areas. So many fires. Amen. Floods are coming in some areas. Amen. Riots in some cities. Amen. You should be thankful that you got a house. You should be thankful you can lay your head on your bed. Amen. And thank God for what you got. Ain't that right? Amen. But it's natural to be sorrowful, amen, about your brother and your sister. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. But don't carry that sorrow. Amen. No longer, no more than natural. Amen. When you have peace of God, amen, the Bible says it passes all understanding. Amen. He will keep your mind. Paul has said in Romans, renew your mind. Amen. Question yourself. Say, listen, I thank God for it, and I'm going to pray. Amen. But I don't let nobody put a guilt trip on you, because they, what they don't have, they don't want this. They criticize you that you should be doing the same thing. Amen. But God bless you. Amen. And God helping you. Amen. You don't have to put yourself down and walk like them and talk like them. I found people do that. They lost their job, they talk to you and try to get you to lose your job. You know you're doing well, you're saving, you're investing. Oh, I wouldn't do that. Amen. Watch your surroundings of people. They get jealous. Amen. Of God's blessing. God's blessing is more than monetary thing. God's blessing is knowledge. Amen. Everybody want to know where the next investment is going to be. Where the next sale going to be. Amen. Where the next place I can buy houses and clothes. Knowledge is important with God, because he is knowledge. That's how he created you. Amen. So sorrowful times. Amen. There are times the enemy might use that. The devil like to use that. Amen. He like to use sorry. Amen. He want to throw that on you. Amen. He wants you to feel being disappointed. Amen. He always use discouragement and saying that, well, you should have been this. It's 10,000 years now, and God should have blessed you just like he blessed Abraham. Amen. They don't understand Abraham. God blessed Abraham to be a blessing. Amen. So you see these people, these false teachers to come out and say, well, amen, you should be blessed. Amen. God to bless you. Bless you. But remember, like Abraham, remember that God said, I'm going to bless you, Abraham, that you can be a blessing to others. Ain't that right? Amen. He didn't want you to hold what you got. Amen. He wants you to help, that you could help somebody else. Can you imagine somebody would help you earlier? Amen. When you had a time, when you was downtime, amen, when you was really trying to grasp your fruits, many of you, amen, wasn't in the career that you was when we first got saved. Many of you weren't even married when you first got saved. Many of you didn't have what you have since you first got saved. Amen. Many of you are still growing. Amen. Because God can, what you call, prune you. Sometimes he let things go that you was holding yourself attached to. Oh, I can't live without this. Amen. I used to go out to the fish creek and stay out there all night almost, fishing. Amen. Playing ball and fishing. Amen. And when I got saved and went to work the word, amen, I used to go out to the creek, amen, go out to the ocean, and the fish be about to pull my pole in. I'd be sitting right there, and my mind won't even be on it. But I remember the time I used to put a half a shrimp on a hook. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, amen. And I'd be all on the ground trying to pull him out of the water. I'd be pulling my line way over there. Amen. With the reel, snatching it all out the water, trying to catch that one little fish. Amen. But now your heart done changed. Amen. You're not the same like you used to be. Amen. You're growing. Amen. But the enemy want to tell you, amen, his attacks come, say, well, you shouldn't have this problem. You're a Christian. Amen. God said, that's why the Apostle John wrote 1 and 9 to say, if you confess your sin, God knows you have problems. He wants you to talk about it, your problems, confess them, and work them out. Amen. Saints do commit sins. Amen. We do have faults. Amen. We do have trials and tribulations. Amen. Because they come look at the environment come. Boom. How many of you heard that say they never had debt before this economic condition? They never know what it means to be out of paying bills. Never know what it means to walk around. They always had money in their pocket. Amen. Always had food in the refrigerator. But now they've never been through those times. Amen. So that maybe they told a lie here and a lie there to get something. Amen. And the Holy Spirit said, you lied. Say forgiveness. That's what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. He said, when you pray, he said, Lord, forgive me of my transgression. And I forgive those who transgress against me. Amen. Sometimes you say things, you and the Spirit said, you shouldn't have said that. Amen. Down the, you didn't mean to say it. Amen. But you was what? You was against your back up against the wall. Let's say it's back up against the wall. Because Proverbs said, amen, a lie prosper a little. Amen. So go back to your brother and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. You're growing. Amen. It's nothing to do with your salvation. Amen. You grounded in your salvation. Amen. David lied. No, Abraham lied in the beginning when the king saw his wife. Amen. Abraham told us, listen, honey, I'm going to tell them that you're my sister. Amen. The king took Abraham's wife. Amen. And during the time the Lord came to Abraham, came to the king and said, you got that man's wife. It was breaking out with sores and disease. And he said, Lord, it's in my integrity. This man told me that was his sister. What can I do? He said, well, give her back to his husband. Amen. And he gave a whole lot of more spoil to go along with it, cows and cattle. And amen. See, God knows everything. He sees everything, spiritual things. Spiritual things. The world don't see spiritual things. Just like they don't see this virus. They're going, oh, ain't nothing wrong with the virus. I don't have a mask. I can go hang out with anybody. Amen. You don't know what they got. You don't know how they live. Amen. Today you have to be very careful. Amen. These are dangerous times. You can't see it. So you have to obey, amen, what the scientists say, those that are dealing with diseases say, amen, be careful about this. Oh, my sister, my brother, my cousin, my neighbor, amen, they're all right. I don't care what they say. They're friendly. The same thing Eve said about the serpent. He came up friendly. He came up dressed up. Amen. He was friendly. He didn't have no Izuki, no gun, no dry. Amen. No tanks along with him. He just walked up. This is nice talking. Amen. And she just nicely grabbed the fruit and took it back to her family. But nicely, God said, don't do it. So why? Why, Lord, ain't hurt nobody? God know the instruction. He don't want you to take the instructions of the devil. He upset about that. Amen. Have you ever seen somebody, you always do them cutting off, amen, that, amen, you know the person living wrong. You know they're doing wrong. Amen. Your family, your cousin, your relative come to you and say, why do you do that? Oh, my friend, my cousin, my daughter, the dog, whatever he was, told me this. And you get upset because of the fact you know what that person is about. God know what the devil is about. Amen. He know what the devil is about. He know the devil was evicted from heaven because he tried to overthrow him. Amen. He was going to make his own heaven. Amen. He fooled a third of the host from up there. And he thought he had control, amen, of everything. Selfish, he thought he had control. He wanted his way, but he forgot Michael and Gabriel them were still ahead of him. That's what the enemy blinds your eyes to say, I'm the only one. I can do what I've been doing. Amen. He find out he couldn't make it. He was evicted. And God knew about his instructions. And that's what really upset God. Disobedience can get you out of heaven. Disobedience can stop. Amen. For those that want to say, well, I got to be in the church to serve God, then that's a lie. You don't have to be in the church to serve God. Amen. You are the church. You live right in your home. If we don't meet no more, you live right in your home. If we don't see each other no more, you still say hallelujah, praise the Lord, and pray and lay down and pray, and you still okay with God. We come here to get spiritual food. We come here to encourage one another and shake one another's hand and let it know we still holding on. Amen, amen, amen. But you don't have to have a building, amen, to serve God. Amen. You don't have to sing to serve God. You are a representative of God. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. As long as you walk up right and say hallelujah, people look at you different. amen, there's something wrong with you, because they see the spirit knows the spirit. Amen. The devil spirit knows you. He knows you. Amen. You might not look, but he be looking. You one of my people be looking at you. You got the same clothes on, the same everything, but the spirit, something wrong with their spirit. Amen. Because it doesn't agree, because of what? You have the spirit of God in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. So the enemy, amen, his desire for you to follow his instruction.